SRN News. I'm John Scott. President Biden met with European partners in a whirlwind trip to Germany.
The president spent the day Friday in Berlin for talks with the German chancellor, as well as the president of France and the British prime minister. They discussed the conflict in the Middle East and Russia's war in Ukraine. Mr. Biden urged Western allies to keep supporting the Ukrainians.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Hamas confirmed its leader Yahya Sinwar was killed by Israeli forces in Gaza and reiterated its stance that hostages the terrorist group took from Israel a year ago will not be released until there is a ceasefire in Gaza and a withdrawal of Israeli troops. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country's military will keep fighting until those hostages are released. Also at SRNNews.com, a small business advocate blasting a plan from Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris to offer $50,000 tax credit for new startup businesses. Jeremy House reports.
The Job Creators Network says Harris's proposal is an insult to small business owners. Officials are questioning why benefits should be given to startups who may or may not use a delayed benefit. Meanwhile, they point out no benefit would be offered at all to the tens of millions of small business owners already serving their customers and communities. A recent poll by the Job Creators Network showed Harris trailing former President Donald Trump by 12 points among small business owners. Jeremy House reporting.
On the campaign trail, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump will be scouring for votes in Michigan. Harris begins her day in Grand Rapids before holding events in Lansing and Oakland County. Trump will be in Oakland County and will also hold a rally later in Detroit. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on sex change operations.
According to a new poll released by the Center Square, 59% of registered voters say there should be a federal law that bars children from undergoing so-called gender confirmation surgeries or receiving drugs to help them live as the opposite sex. Breaking the numbers down, 82% of Republicans support a federal ban, as do 56% of independents and 36% of Democrats. President Biden and his administration do not support any kind of limitations on sex change operations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Three states are asking a judge to let him try a new approach with the lawsuit to force them, the federal government, that is, to reduce access to the abortion pill mifepristone. The request from Idaho, Kansas, and Missouri comes months after the Supreme Court refused to undo the Food and Drug Administration's 2000 approval of the pill. This is SRN News. Mortgage rates are on the increase again.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 6.44%. It's now at its highest level since late August. The average rate has been rising since slipping to a two-year low of 6.08% just 3 weeks ago. Mortgage rates are influenced by several factors, including the U.S. 10-year Treasury yield, which lenders use as a guide pricing home loans. Bond yields have risen in recent weeks following hotter-than-expected economic data on jobs and consumer prices. I'm Alex Vega.
CVS Health CEO Karen Lynch stepping down with company shares sinking 19% this year and the healthcare giant struggling on several fronts. Lynch will be replaced by veteran CVS Health executive David Joyner, who will attempt to steer the company through rising costs to its health insurance business, slumping drugstore sales, and growing investor pressure. More details at SRNNews.com.